Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hudlin, and towards Montague, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jolly tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. Faber bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Falk moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodapp. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Krause hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Jamieson moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Ed Montague. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jamieson scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dutch Henry now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fonseca tags and scores. Porter tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca now playing third base. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Mel Harder now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Com reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Belbin now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krause is walked intentionally. Red Barnes pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to home to get Whatwood. Com moves to third. Krause moves to second. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-4 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Belbin. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Fonseca scores. Porter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ted Lyons now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.